You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can also listen online on our website, KROXAM.com, and you can also download the free KROX mobile app. You can also say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston, as it is once again another spectacular day here in Crookston. Sunny blue skies right now, 54 degrees is our current temperature. Humidity, that is at 47%. The winds, they've picked up a little bit over the last hour. It's a north wind now up to 8 miles per hour. Barometric pressure, that has held fairly steady throughout the morning at 30.10 inches. So another spectacular day here in Crookston. As taking a look at today's forecast, it'll be sunny with the high near 57 and a north-northwest wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Then tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 40. Light and variable wind becoming southeast 6 to 11 miles per hour in the evening. As it is now time for the Noontime News with Chris Fee.
Well, as we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour on this Friday, April 12th of 2024. A dozen Manhattan residents are soon to become the first Americans ever to sit in judgment of a former president charged with a crime. Jury selection is set to start Monday in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The presumptive Republican nominee has pled not guilty. The proceedings present a historic challenge for the court, the lawyers, and everyday citizens who find themselves in the jury pool. Those problems include finding people who can be impartial about one of the most polarizing figures in American life, and detecting any bias among prospective jurors without invading the privacy of the ballot box. A new poll from the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that more than half of the United States adults think Joe Biden's presidency has hurt the country on cost of living and immigration. Meanwhile, nearly half think Donald Trump's presidency hurt the country on voting rights and election security, relations with foreign countries, abortion laws, and climate change. The poll numbers also show Americans generally think that in the White House, both did more harm than good. Meanwhile, when asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third said Donald Trump, and about one-quarter said Joe Biden. Yet roughly 30% of adults said neither Biden nor Trump benefited them. The U.S. House has rejected adding a warrant requirement to a key U.S. government surveillance tool, turning aside a proposal that was strongly opposed by the White House and national security leaders. Speaker Mike Johnson had brought forward a Plan B that, if passed, would reform and extend a section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act known as Section 702 for a shortened period of 2 years instead of the full five-year reauthorization first proposed. Johnson hopes the shorter timeline will be enough to sway GOP critics to clear the path for passage before the April 19th deadline. A provision ending warrantless surveillance of Americans was also offered on the floor but failed to garner enough support. Now that is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
That matter.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies, 54 degrees, a north wind of 8 miles an hour, humidity is at 47%, and the barometric pressure at 30.10 inches. Again, 54 and sunny skies right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for today, it's going to warm up just a little bit more, but not a whole lot. Sunny with a high near 57, northwest winds of 5 to 10. And then tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 40, light and variable winds becoming southeasterly at 5 to 10 miles an hour. We have a pretty good forecast for the weekend, and then some much-needed precipitation looked like it's going to be coming next week. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the state news, the Renville County Board has passed a resolution opposing the North Star Act, the proposed legislation that would forbid local law enforcement agencies from cooperating with the federal government when dealing with immigration issues. Renville County Sheriff Scott Habel says his office regards the federal government as a partner, and stopping cooperation with them is dangerous for our state.
We help them, they help us. In my opinion, to specifically prohibit police officers from talking with each other and helping each other out goes against the very essence of what policing is.
Habel says while there is a rare interaction between the two agencies on a day-to-day basis, he does not want to stop the, quote, flow of intelligence between them, end quote, when wanted or needed. So far, McLeod County has passed a similar resolution, but both are largely symbolic. The Minnesota House passed legislation Thursday that cracks down on hidden deceptive fees to ensure fair and upfront pricing for event tickets, restaurant meals, hotels, credit cards, and more. Representative Emma Greenman of Minneapolis says junk fees hurt consumers and businesses while distorting Minnesota's market for goods and services.
This bill will make all of our markets fairer for consumers, more competitive for small businesses, and provide price transparency and competition.
Greenman says hidden fees cost an average Minnesota family more than $3,000 per year, but give them no additional value. The Ticketing Fairness Act will require all-in pricing, meaning the full price of the product, inclusive of all mandatory fees, must be disclosed at the beginning of the transaction and any advertising. Police are investigating the stabbing death of a woman in Duluth. Officers called to report gunshots and a stabbing around 2:15 this morning and found an injured female. She was taken by ambulance to the hospital where she died of her injuries. Investigators say a man arrived at the hospital with a gunshot wound a short time later and left against the advice of medical staff. No word yet on whether the two are related. The Duluth Police Department is seeking more information from the public. A judge from Hennepin County has granted a defense motion to subpoena an independent use of force expert for the murder case against a Minnesota state trooper. Justice Tamara Glenn has ruled that Trooper Ryan Longren's lawyers have presented a credible argument for Jeffrey Noble to testify. Trooper Longren has been charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter, and assault after he shot and killed Ricky Cobb, the second, during a traffic stop last summer. His next court date is scheduled for April 29th. And let's see. That is about it on our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our sports. That's coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, the Twins were supposed to start a four-game series with Detroit, but that was postponed due to weather. College hockey last night was a dandy in the first semifinal game of the men's hockey NCAA Division I semifinals. Denver University scored two unanswered goals, including one in overtime, to beat Boston by a score of 2-1. And it was Boston College beating Michigan by a score of 4-0. In high school, junior high, middle school baseball, Roseau beat Crookston 12-1 and 16-0. And Pirate boys tennis, they hit the courts. They were ready to go. They were actually playing. They had four matches that were on the courts already that had begun. And some sleet and rain came in at Bemidji and forced the postponement of the matches with Alexandria and Bemidji. They're hoping to make those up later here during the regular season. As we take a look at the schedule for today, it is a much busier day, a busy day for Pirate sports. First, in high school baseball, the Crookston Pirates will travel to Red Lake Falls to take on the Red Lake County Rebels. We'll have the Riverview Health pregame show at 4 o'clock, first pitch at 4:30. Red Lake County is 1-1 on the season, a loss to Warroad and a win over defending state champ Foston. Crookston 0-1 on the season. And again, we'll have that right here on KROX from the Les Drexel Athletic Field. The Minnesota Wild, they're at Vegas as they get close to wrapping up their season. 8:45 the pregame, 9 o'clock will be the drop of the puck. The Twins are at Detroit today at 5:40. Pirate boys tennis, they're going to be getting underway shortly here as they are in Glenwood for the Minnewaska Triangular. They'll take on two section opponents, Minnewaska area and Perham at 1:30 and 3, respectively. Pirate Boys Golf, they'll kick off their competitive season as they're at the Detroit Lakes Invitational at Lakeview Golf Course. Varsity and JV gets underway at 2 o'clock, and Detroit Lakes back in the section this year, so that'll be an important meet to kick off, as important as a first meet of the year, I guess, is. And Boys and Girls Track, the Pirates are at the East Grand Forks meet at the UND Fritz Pauler Jr. Athletic Center. That gets underway at 3 o'clock. That's a beautiful facility that UND built a few years ago, right where the Ralph Engelstad Arena used to be, the old one. That's where they built that. College women's tennis, University of Mary, they are going to be hosting UMC at 3, and the Timberwolves, they'll host Atlanta at 7. On the sports scene on Saturday, we'll have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanny at 9 a.m. And then we'll have a doubleheader of Twins baseball. The Twins take on Detroit, 11:30 the pregame, 12:10 the first pitch for Game 1. In Game 2, the game that was supposed to be played on Thursday, has it'll be about 40 minutes after Game 1. We'll have both those games right here on KROX. Also in Division 1 men's hockey, Denver takes on Boston College for the national championship. The Minnesota Wild, they're at San Jose, 9:15 the pregame, 9:30 the drop of the puck here on KROX. Pirate boys tennis, they will be at the Alexandria Quadrangular. They take on Alexandria, Delano, and Monticello. College baseball, UMC will have their first home games of the season as they host Southwest Minnesota State. It's an important three games against Southwest for UMC as they're neck and neck in the NSIC baseball standings. 1:30 is the game one, game two to follow. And women's softball, UMC will host Wayne State at noon on Saturday. And UMC women's tennis, they take on Minnesota State Moorhead in Mandan at 9 a.m. On Sunday, the Twins, they're at Detroit, 11:30 the pregame, 12:40 the first pitch on KROX. College baseball, UMC hosts Southwest Minnesota State in Game 3 of that three-game series at noon. And on Sunday, UMC hosts Augustana for a noon doubleheader in softball. The Timberwolves, they will host Phoenix at 2:30 as well. That is about it on the sports scene. Again, we have Pirate Baseball this afternoon on the air as they take on the Red Lake County Rebels from Red Lake Falls. We'll have it right here on KROX. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Stock up on snacks at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Select Kellogg's Townhouse or Cheez-It Crackers, two for $7. The four packs of Select Snack Pack Pudding or Gelatin, they're four for $5. The six pack of Select Hershey's Candies, $5.99. And the 30 count Mini Monster Cookies, $3.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
On the local news, we received this from Fire Chief Shane Hellstab in Crookston. He said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be doing a prescribed burn on the Glacial Ridge consisting of 1,600 acres today. So if you see smoke out that neck of the woods, that is why. But again, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be doing a prescribed burn at the Glacial Ridge consisting of 1,600 acres today. Crookston High School, their speech team, competed in the Section 8A speech competition in Fauston on Thursday with two students advancing to the state competition. Shayla Azer and Zach Plant competed in duo interpretation together, receiving third place and advancing to state. Brandon Wandry also advanced to finals in original oratory and received sixth place overall. Also competing was Lily Olmsted in storytelling. Azer and Plant will now compete at the Class A speech competition in Shakopee on Friday, April 19th. To see a picture of the section participants and coaches, go to KROXAM.com and click on news. Congratulations to Shayla and Zach, and best of luck at state next week. The Severe Weather Awareness Week topic for today is extreme heat with Fire Chief Shane Hellstab. Hellstab began Friday's topic with tips relating to avoiding extreme heat.
There's when temps rise, get inside. You want to make sure you stay hydrated. Don't leave anybody or anyone, any animal. Don't leave them in a closed vehicle, even if it's running. Make sure you checked on loved ones and neighbors. Elderly people can be extremely susceptible to the heat. If you got neighbors, reach out, check on them. If you're out working, make sure you take a rest, cool down, protect yourself from the sun any way that you can.
You're also advised to wear light clothing when extreme heat is present. Clothing recommended includes hats with brims, loose-fitted clothing. Therefore, when there is a breeze, the clothing allows the air to filter through and give your body a cool-down it needs. Some side effects from experiencing extreme heat include exhaustion, mild headaches, light headaches, cool, pale skin, nausea, muscle cramps, and feeling weak. These side effects get significantly worse when an individual experiences heat stroke. Heat stroke side effects include throbbing headaches, confusion, irritability, and loss of consciousness. Hellstab explains the severity of heat stroke.
Your body's going to actually have an internal temp of 104, your hot skin, and once again with nausea. So if you can, move to a cooler place, cool down with ice-cold water, lay down, relax. You want to make sure that you're staying hydrated. It's going to be one of the biggest things.
It is important to drink plenty of fluids and stay hydrated during conditions such as extreme heat. The best thing to drink is water in these situations. Sports drinks like Gatorade and Powerade, we've told you this for years, it's the worst thing you can do if you're you need water to hydrate because of the large amount of sugars, which tends to dehydrate rather than hydrate. Avoid drinking alcohol, energy drinks, and more, as they contain high amounts of sodium and sugar. If the drinks are too cold, they can also cause stomach cramps. For those that enjoy outdoor activities and exercise, the Crookston Fire Department highly encourages individuals to do so outside the hours of 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. because those tend to be the hottest hours of the day. Hellstab explains that it's crucial to stay informed during extreme weather situations and to use convenient devices such as smartphones and, of course, stay tuned to the radio.
Just to stay informed. Everybody's got phones. Listen to your local news station. If there are heat warnings out, they are going to be one of the first ones to broadcast it. Make sure that you take some of these tips of advice and put them into action. So if it ends up being an extremely hot day and you've got excessive things that you've got to get done, take your time with it and make sure that you stay cool and hydrated.
That is Crookston Fire Chief Shane Hellstab. The Tri-County Corrections Board, they met on Monday at the Northwest Regional Corrections Center. The meeting began with Executive Director Andrew Larson presenting the board with the monthly statistics report for March. The report includes the average daily population, which was 143, with 119 males and 24 females, bringing the year-to-date average to 139. The most common cases for incarceration include parole violations with 38, failure to appear in court, 33 cases, DWIs, 29 cases, and assault, 21 cases. The juvenile center saw an average daily population of 10, 4 secure detention, 6 non-secure detention, bringing the year-to-date average to 7. After only a month of the Red River Valley Juvenile Center being fully staffed and the reopening of the secure detention portion of the facility, Larson informed the board that there has been 5 resignations through the course of 2 weeks and explained what will happen as a result of the resignations.
So unfortunately, we're going to have to kind of scale back our operations very similar to what we did at the end of 2023. We've learned from some past mistakes, and what I mean by that is there was a period of time where we only operated residential or the non-secure side of our facility, and we didn't use secure detention at all. We determined that was really problematic in terms of managing really tough behaviors because, you know, if we didn't have a way to separate the kid, the behavior really escalated.
Larson informed the board that the secure detention side of the facility will close only for new admissions. That means the juvenile center will not accept new admissions off of the street and can only accept secure detention behavior on a short-term basis due to the staffing shortage.
Because when both sides are fully open, we also need to have an extra person. We call them a rover or floater. The terms are kind of used synonymously. We do not have enough people to not only fill shifts. I mean, our program director and our case manager are going to end up kind of filling in some of the void, but then we've got almost no ability to fill rover or floater shifts.
The juvenile center is now hiring and searching for correction officers. The secure detention facility will reopen once the vacated positions are filled and the new employees are fully trained. The juvenile center received its biannual inspection report last month from the Minnesota Department of Corrections and were in compliance with 315 out of 316 items that were inspected. And the Tri-County Board will meet again on Monday, May 13th at the Northwest Regional Corrections Center. The Gala for Girls is set for Friday, May 17th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Crookston Inn. Girls in grades K through 6, this is your night. Bring your dad, grandpa, uncle, or adult male role model and register now for the unforgettable evening. The event includes a professional picture, social and sit-down dinner, special gift, and an evening of dancing. Registration will be open until filled. Pre-registration is required. The cost to attend is $45 per couple, $15 for each additional girl. Registration forms are available at Polk County Public Health at 816 Marin Avenue in Crookston, or go to KROXAM.com and register online. The Crookston High School Concert Choir and Band will perform their spring concert on Monday, April 15th at the Crookston High School Auditorium. The concert will begin at 7:30 p.m. with a charge of $4 for adults, $3 for students. The concert choir and band are under the direction of Mrs. Adrian Winger. The Crookston American Legion Nels T. Wold Unit 20 asks all citizens of Crookston to wear purple on Monday in honor of all military children. April was established as a month of the military child in 1986. Caspar Weinberger, defense secretary at the time, was responsible for this awareness initiative. Since then, the Department of Defense has continued to honor and commemorate this month each year for military-connected children. Purple Up Day is a special occasion held on April 15th each year. It's a day for communities to come together and show their support and gratitude for military children. The color purple was selected because it represents the combined colors of each branch of service. The dandelion is the official flower of military children because it symbolizes happiness, joy, perseverance, endurance, and hope. On the obituary desk today, Michelle Mickey Marie Kyler, 56, passed away at her rural Crookston home on Thursday. Due to her father's military service, she was born in Charleston, South Carolina, June 19, 1967, the daughter of Patrick and Ruby Baranski. The family would later move to Crookston, where Mickey graduated from Central High School, the class of 1985. Sadly, she became a quadriplegic in 1986 from injuries received in a car accident. While participating in a disability camp, she met the love of her life, Dave Kyler, at Lake George, Minnesota, in 1989. Dave knew she was the one right away, and a year later, on June 16, 1990, they were married. Mickey is survived by David, her beloved husband of 33 years, parents Patrick and Ruby Baranski, parents and sisters-in-law Glenn and Cruz Baranski, nephews Zane and Amanda Baranski, Walker and Maya Baranski, and Hunter Baranski, and her great-nephew, Liam, and a great-niece, Georgia, all of Crookston. Parents-in-law, Mike and Susan Kyler, and brother-in-law, Jake Kyler of North Carolina, sister-in-law, Tricia Bowling of Missouri, and a nephew, Mason Kyler, and niece, Hannah of North Carolina, together with many uncles, aunts, cousins, and friends. Mickey is preceded in death by her brother, Patrick Lewis Baranski, Jr., and grandparents, Stanley and Victoria Baranski, and Homer and Louise Blake. The funeral service celebrating Mickey's life will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday, April 15th in the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home of Crookston. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the funeral. Burial will take place at the Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston at a later date. That is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies and our temperature has been rising here throughout the day, and right now we're at 54 degrees, a north wind of 7 miles an hour, and we do have a wind chill. It does feel a couple degrees cooler at 52. Humidity's at 47, barometric pressure at 30.09 inches and falling. Again, we have sunny skies, 54 degrees right now in downtown. The numbers for yesterday, we had a high of 57, a low of 34. The average high for today is 51, the average low 30. A year ago high 43, year ago low 33. And the record high for this date is 80, set in 1968. The record low 0, set in 1950. The sun rose at 6:43 this morning. The sun will set at 8:12 for 13 hours, 29 minutes of daylight. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies and 54. Taking a look at the forecast for this weekend, it's going to be beautiful, sunny, a high near 57 today, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Then tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 40, light and variable winds becoming southeasterly at 5 to 10 miles an hour in the evening. Then Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 72, southeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 40, north winds of 5 to 10. Sunday, a high near 70, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Then a chance of rain for the rest of the week shows up, a 40% chance of showers after 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, or Sunday night, excuse me, a low around 45, less than a tenth of an inch of rain possible. Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 65, and wind gusts up to 30, a 40% chance of rain on Monday. Then Monday night, a 70% chance of rain. We will have a low around 50 and wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tuesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 60, a 90% chance of rain, wind gusts up to 30. And then on Tuesday night, a 90% chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm overnight as well. Then showers, lows around 43. Now Wednesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, a high near 52. Wind gusts up to 30 and a 70% chance of rain. Wednesday night, rain and snow showers likely, mostly cloudy. A low around 33, northwest winds around 15, gusting up to 30, and a 60% chance of precip. Thursday, a chance of rain and snow showers again, mostly cloudy, a high near 43, a 40% chance of precipitation, and wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies and 54 degrees. That's a look at the Noontime News on this Friday, April 12th.